Does Krishna know which choice I will take in which situation? I don't know. See, they have to understand that God is not a God is not an object with attributes. That means, you know, we say God is omnipotent, God is omniscient, God is omnipresent. See, these are not like stuck attributes. Like some people are so tall, others they feel, oh, you're so tall, but you know, they are stuck with their height. That, you know, if they come into a room, they have to bow down, otherwise they bump their head. So Krishna is not stuck with his omniscience. That means when Mother Yashoda is chasing Krishna, when we're singing Damodar Ashtakam soon, so it's not that Krishna already, oh, Yashoda is going to catch me. And you know, he's actually worried, if she catches me, what will happen to me? She'll beat me, and oh no, I don't want to wait. He keeps running frantically. So Krishna's purpose is the reciprocation of love. And all his attributes are used for that purpose. So when required, he may exhibit his omniscience. Krishna is tied as Damodar to the grinding mortar. Now actually, untying a knot, how difficult is that? It's not all that difficult to untie a knot. If Krishna could actually, he could drag the grinding mortar down. Look, even if that knot was on the back side, he could just move it around and he could reach it and untie it. So, Krishna, when he wants to serve his devotees, he wants to reciprocate with Mother Yashoda's love to demonstrate how great that love is. At that time, he doesn't even know how to untie a knot. But while he is tied that way, what happens is, Kuveratma jav baddhav murteya yadvat tvaya mochitav bhakti bhajav krutav cha. While he was bound, he liberated those who were bound. So Krishna is such a small child that he doesn't know how to untie the knot that his mother has tied around him. But that same Krishna, he looks at these two trees and he knows, actually they were devatas in their previous life. And they were cursed by my devotee Narada. And he has promised that I'll deliver them. So let me deliver them. So here we see that Krishna's knowledge is used for reciprocating love. So for reciprocating love with Mother Yashoda, it is as if he doesn't know how to untie a knot. But for reciprocating love with Narad Muni, he knows how to bring down a tree and how to, which tree to bring down also. So, okay. Change it. So, so if we understand this purpose, that Krishna loves us, and Krishna doesn't just love his pure devotees, Krishna loves all of us, and Krishna wants all of us to grow, all of us he wants to come closer to him, to find lasting happiness in love for him, and everything is orchestrated for that purpose. So orchestrated means we are given options. Krishna doesn't force us to choose any particular option, we choose it. So if we go into the zone of knowledge, then we miss the purpose. The purpose, if you see, consider pastime, what is the point of the pastime if you, every Krishna knows, oh, I'll run this much, then Yashoda will catch me, then she'll tie me, then I'll break this tree, and then Nanda Maharaj will come and free me, and story over. It, it's not like that. Actually, the essential thing in the pastime is not just knowing the end of the story, knowing how events are going to turn out. The essential point is the reciprocation of love. That's what Krishna delights in. So similarly for us, we see our life as an opportunity to make choices that express our bhakti for Krishna. And if we make those choices, we grow towards Krishna. So getting into the zone of what Krishna exactly knows and what he doesn't know. That is something which we, with our finite intelligence, really can't understand the infinite. So the point is, two things we can say very clearly from scripture. Krishna is omniscient. Second is, Krishna has given us free will. Now the technicalities of how our free will reconciles with Krishna's omniscience, that is very difficult to figure out. The driving point is that Krishna is not stuck with his omniscience. Krishna's defining characteristic is his loving nature. What we can call in English as his omnibenevolence. Now he is the well-wisher of all living beings. Surudam sarva-bhutanam. So in his omnibenevolence, sometimes he may exhibit his omniscience, sometimes he may not exhibit his omniscience. Whatever is required for our growth, he will exhibit that. Okay? Any other questions?